Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze. Highs of 14, lows of 6. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze. Highs of 18, lows of 7. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 15, lows of 6. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 11, lows of 4. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Highs of 10, lows of 3. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Ride Arena has this week appeared on Rightmove as a commercial property to rent. Available through Savills, it states it is available at £7,917 per calendar month and totals 27,850 square footage of available space. The former ice rink, which has long been empty and unused, stands in a prominent position on Ride seafront. For Isle of Wight Council owns a freehold and had been in arbitration proceedings with leaseholder AEW to try to get the building back into reasonable repair for use by the community. AEW purchased the head lease in 2014 and came to a lease arrangement with a local community interest company to run the facility, but it became apparent insufficient income could be generated to run the ice rink on a viable basis. It appears the lease is now available for rent, although the particulars also states there is development potential. Meanwhile, trips to the Flicks are set to return as big screen chain Cineworld announces the reopening of its venues, including Newport's multiplex. Movie fans were left without their popcorn fix when the chain closed its 127 cinemas across the country in response to the coronavirus crisis in October, putting thousands of jobs on pause and many fans unable to see the new installments of their favourite sagas. The announcement means that blockbuster movies such as the new Godzilla vs. Kong and No Time to Die will be able to be shown ahead of them, reaching online streaming platforms, thanks to a deal struck with industry giant Warner Brothers. The island's biggest cinema is set to reopen in May, in alignment with the easing of government coronavirus restrictions. And finally, local charity Isle Access is resuming its access groups in Ryde and Cowes, as well as starting a new one for the town of Newport. These quarterly meetings give a voice to people who have problems visiting the local environment or services because of poor access. This is important for the government's Build Back Better emphasis on COVID recovery planning. Representatives from each town or parish council usually attend, and local people are enthusiastic to explain how some facilities can be difficult for them. Meetings are very productive. All members of the public are invited to attend the meetings, which are being held virtually on Zoom at this present time. Isle Access are also supporting the Newport High Street's Heritage Action Zone project, which aims to help generate the high street and shine a spotlight on the town's amazing heritage. The project aims to maximise the benefits to the whole community, including making significant accessibility improvements to the pedestrian environment and setting of key historic buildings in the High Street and St James Square. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. the 23rd of March 1912 was the birthday of Werner von Braun, who is often referred to as the father of rocket science. Von Braun was a scientist that helped Germany develop long-range guided missiles during World War II. Near the end of the war, von Braun surrendered to the Americans, who knew his knowledge was valuable. Eventually, von Braun began working for NASA, America's space program. Von Braun was the chief architect for the Saturn V rocket, which put the first humans on the moon. The 23rd of March 1929 was the birth date of Roger Bannister, the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes. After getting inspired by another runner, Bannister started his running career at age 17 in 1946. Bannister competed in the 1952 Olympics for the 1,500-meter run, but failed to earn a medal, although he did get a new British record. Roger Bannister ran his famous sub-4-minute mile on the 6th of May 1954 during a running meet. However, the record was broken 2 months later by a runner that Bannister was racing. The 24th of March 1958 was when world-famous musician Elvis Presley was conscripted, or forced to join the army. Against expectations, he opted to serve as a regular soldier rather than in the special services, where he would have mainly put on performances for the army. After a month of basic training in Texas, Elvis was deployed to Germany for the rest of his time serving and was under intense public scrutiny the entire time. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure word of the week. This week's word is malapert. M-A-L-A-P-E-R-T. It means boldly disrespectful or impudent. It originated from Middle English from the prefix mal, which means improperly, and the archaic suffix apert, which means insolent. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays. Celebrate the magic on Smoke and Mirrors Day, also sometimes known as Festival of Smoke and Mirrors Day. This unofficial holiday is celebrated annually on March 29th. The phrase smoke and mirrors is used to describe actions that are deceptive, manipulative, or are not or cannot be explained well. Celebrate this holiday by learning magic tricks to impress your friends. Commune with nature and enjoy the bounties it has to offer on Take a Walk in the Park Day. Celebrated annually on March 30th, the unofficial holiday encourages people to get advice and enjoy the physical and mental benefits that come from walking in nature. Celebrate this holiday by inviting a friend or family member to join you on your walk. Bunsen Burner Day on March 31st celebrates the inventor of the Bunsen burner, German chemist Robert Wilhelm Eberhard von Bunsen. Celebrate this holiday by honouring science teachers on this day and by thanking them for all the knowledge they have given. Have double the fun on April the 1st because it is not only April Fool's Day, but it is also Fun at Work Day. Sometimes celebrated on 28th of January, the day encourages people to add some fun to their workplace. Celebrate this holiday by spending some time playing board games at work, playing harmless pranks on your colleagues, or by baking goodies for your colleagues. April 3rd is World Party Day, also known as P-Day. It is an annually celebrated unofficial holiday that aims to achieve social change and harmony by encouraging people to celebrate life by partying. The opposite of war and suffering should not be to observe peace, but instead people must participate in life celebrations. Celebrate this holiday by partying for a cause, for instance. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Mariah Carey, who's a pop singer, born in 1970, who's age 51. Jessie J, who's a pop singer, born in 1988, who's age 33. And Elizabeth Mitchell, who's a TV actress, born in 1970, who's also 51. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
We'll be right back.
In Isle of Wight news this week, police on the Isle of Wight have conducted a successful operation to detain a wanted male near Ryde Canoe Lake this week. Officers received intelligence that a male wanted since January in connection with an offence by Avon and Somerset Police was on the Isle of Wight and had planned to leave via ferry to return to the mainland. Police units, including the armed response vehicle, were spotted at several ferry terminals in and around Ryde shortly after 11 a.m. on Tuesday, including at Harbour Travel and Ryde Pier, with a description of a male being issued to staff at both companies. Further intelligence and combined work between the ARV and response and patrol teams led to teams descending on Canoe Lake Road just after midday, with an individual subsequently being located and arrested. Meanwhile, an island charity which has used council grants to support children and families struggling due to the coronavirus pandemic is urging others to follow their example and apply for funding before it's too late. Since the Isle of Wight Council launched the Connect for Communities programme last December, more than £113,000 has been distributed to fund voluntary charity and community groups to provide valuable help for vulnerable families and individuals in need. Among those to successfully apply to the scheme was the Aspire charity in Ryde, which continues to use the money to provide a helping hand to around 600 people a week with food and other support. Its chief executive, Trevor Nicholas, said, "Connect for Communities funding enabled us to provide bags of warmth and food parcels to people over the Christmas period and allows us to continue to provide meals to local residents in need." And finally, the Isle of Wight's oldest tourist attraction, Shanklin Chine, is reopening its doors in April. The Fisherman's Cottage Inn will also follow suit, offering a limited menu and pre-booked table service. Both will open from Monday, April the 12th. Anne Springman, trustee, said, "We are really looking forward to welcoming everybody back to our beautiful, historic Chine. We have introduced a number of measures to ensure the Chine is COVID secure, including a one-way system. We have also built a new external box office for visitor inquiries, and everything that has been done has been completed as sympathetically as possible, so the experience will be as enchanting as ever." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectusradio.fm.